This is David Tyler, Director of Gateway Biblical Counseling and Training Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois, and you're listening to Biblical Counseling, Marriage and Family. If you'd like a free download copy of my book, Why Psychology Can't Diagnose Problems, go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com, and get yours today. Today is part two in our series, When Culture Redefines Sin. Earlier this week in my blog, I shared an article titled, The Normalization of Homosexuality in Modern Culture. That post examined how society takes what God calls sin and gives it a new name, making it sound compassion, good, enlightening, or even holy. Today in this episode titled, When Culture Calls Sin Love, we'll look deeper at how our world has done exactly that. We'll talk about how culture has taken homosexuality, something Scripture identifies as sin, and elevated it as a moral virtue. It's celebrated as authentic, brave, and even godly. But love doesn't redefine sin. It redeems sinners. True love calls us to repentance, not affirmation. In this series, we've been talking about how sin often disguises itself with new language. Last week, we looked at laziness, how culture renames it as self-care or balance. This week, we see the same pattern on a larger scale. What once was called immorality is now celebrated as identity. What Scripture calls perversion is now called pride. The moral vocabulary of the world has been rewritten. By redefining sin doesn't change what it is. It only numbs our awareness of it. Romans 1 tells us when people reject the truth of God, He gives them over to their own desires. That's not an act of cruelty. It's an act of judgment. When truth is rejected long enough, deception feels like freedom. Not long ago, culture said, let people live how they want. Then it shifted to, you must affirm how they live. Now it's, if you don't celebrate it, you're hateful. That progression shows us something profound. Sin doesn't just seek permission, it demands praise. And that's exactly what's happening in the moral redefinition of homosexuality. It's no longer seen as rebellion against God's design, it's seen as a courageous expression of love. But according to Scripture, love and rebellion cannot coexist. 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Love without obedience isn't love. It's deception dressed in an emotion. One of the most dangerous things happening today is how people use Scripture to justify sin. You'll hear statements like, Jesus never condemned homosexuality, or love your neighbor means accept everyone as they are. But love doesn't mean endorse, it means pursuit. Biblical love doesn't leave people where they are, it points them to the cross. When Jesus encountered sinners, He didn't affirm their sin, He forgave it and said, go and sin no more. That's real love, grace that transforms, not tolerance that traps. Tragically, even many churches have adopted the language of the world. They talk about inclusion and diversity, not holiness and repentance. And while we should always be compassionate, it's compromise. When the church mirrors culture instead of Scripture, it loses its prophetic voice. We're not called to make sinners comfortable. We're called to make Christ known. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 reminds us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's the calling of every believer. Now, we need to be careful here. Speaking the truth about homosexuality or any sin must never come from pride or anger. Our goal isn't to win arguments, it's to win souls. We were all once separated from God. We were all sinners in need of grace. We were all once separated from God. We were all sinners in need of grace. The difference is not in what we were, but in what Christ has done. Ephesians 4:15 tells us to speak the truth in love. That means we never soften the truth, and we never abandon grace. We do both, consistently, humbly, and boldly. The great tragedy of our time is not that sin exists. That's always been true. It's that sin is being called sacred, good, and so on. The word love has been hijacked. But love that contradicts God's word isn't love, it's counterfeit compassion. If I affirm someone in what destroys them, that's not love, that's cruelty. And yet culture rewards affirmation and punishes conviction. But remember, truth is not unkind. Truth is the greatest form of love because it points people to the only hope they have, Jesus Christ. So how should we respond when culture calls sin love? We stay faithful to the Word. We love people enough to tell them the truth. We resist the temptation to conform. You may lose friends, you may be misunderstood, but you will honor God, and that's what matters most. The gospel doesn't call us to comfort, it calls us to courage. And courage doesn't mean harshness, it means conviction that won't bend. If you missed part one in this series, it's called When Laziness Becomes a Virtue. That episode introduced the idea that sin often disguises itself under new and appealing names. You can find it, along with today's episode and other biblical resources, at davidtylerbooks.com. Part three, we'll look at another way the world twists biblical truth.